In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about something that took me a long time to admit, and that is how perfectionism can slow anyone down from making progress. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel. I'm excited to talk about this topic because it's one that I think people are nervous to talk about. So many people feel these feelings of needing to know everything, needing to understand everything, feeling like once they have a degree, a doctorate, just 10 years of experience, they will finally be ready to build something amazing. And I want to share with you guys some crazy insights in my life that might support you in your growth journey. I spent most of my life thinking that I was not a perfectionist. Sound familiar? I thought, oh no, I'm just particular about certain things. I just have a certain way I want things to go. I only want people to see once it's really good, once it's amazing, once this finished product is out there. I don't want anyone to see the ugly. I don't want anyone to see the mess. I don't want anyone to see the behind the scenes. Now, this is interesting because in my business, we've been in business now, for almost 5 years. Coming up in April, it'll be 5 full years in our business. And so I've learned a lot about a lot of things in marketing. I've learned a lot about lead gen, Facebook ads, social media, content creation. Did I already say email marketing? Like so many different platforms, so many different ways of marketing. And today it's very easy for me to speak with a level of mastery. Interestingly enough, in this season of my business, we have the most balls in the air that we've ever had. There's so much going on. I was joking with my team, you know, right now I'm actually finishing up writing a book. I'm writing 4,000 words a day. I'm halfway done with the book as of tomorrow, and I know that this book is going to be incredible, but I'm also planning and recording my TED Talk, and then as soon as I finish both of those things, I'm going to run a marathon. Okay, so lots going on, but this isn't about me. This is about you. In this season, when we are the busiest we've ever been, this season, we are producing the most content we ever have. And that doesn't make any sense to me because there were seasons in my business where I had hours free every single day. And I literally created one YouTube video every few months, or I created a podcast a week or every couple weeks, or I'd create content for social infrequently. And I would email my list maybe once a week if we were lucky. And I look back on those times when I sat around nervous as all get out and I didn't send out emails and I didn't put out content. And the reason behind why, despite having the time, was not what I thought it was. I thought it was because I was super overwhelmed. But the truth is, I was afraid to put myself out there before I achieved mastery. So I spent most of my time obsessively learning. Does this sound familiar to anybody? Obsessively learning, growing, going down the rabbit hole. And the craziest part of it all was I felt like the more I learned, the less I knew. So I became less and less confident with putting content out there. Anyone going through this season right now, right? Super familiar. So why is it that now, in the busiest seasons of our family, our life, my fitness, our goals, like our businesses are booming, we're working with billion-dollar companies, how come now we suddenly have the ability to pump out content like it's nothing? That doesn't make any sense, right? And so I started thinking about it. Why is this the case? Why is it now it's actually easy? And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I realized that I had secretly a perfectionism. It was underlying everything. I didn't want to speak about something that I didn't fully have mastery over. I was afraid to suck. I was afraid that someone might make fun of me. I was afraid that someone might know more. I was afraid that I might be pointed out as being not the go-to expert. I was so nervous and scared, and perfectionism held me back. Is this resonating with anyone? I spent so many years literally desiring mastery and feeling impatient for mastery. I'll show people when I'm great. I'll show people when I'm an expert. I will speak to things that I know. I'll stay in my lane. I'm not going to talk about anything else. I'm so scared. Like, what if I share something that's controversial or that someone doesn't agree with? Or what if someone jumps in the comments and says, this girl doesn't know anything? It was so scary to me. Now, here's one of the things that was really interesting for me to learn, and I hope this is interesting for you too. Perfectionism doesn't mean universally in every avenue of our life. For example, I am not a perfectionist when it comes to home decor. If there's a pretty part in my house, it's because someone came in and made it pretty. The majority of our house looks like a bachelor pad. I'm not a perfectionist about my hair or my makeup or my outfits at all. The furthest thing from it. I'll show up on an Instagram morning early with no makeup on. I'm not a perfectionist about a lot of things. But in this one area, in the area of my expertise, perfectionism was holding me back. And I, because it wasn't universal in my life, I thought it's not perfectionism because I'm not a perfectionist in every avenue. I didn't know that perfectionism can hit only in certain areas. And I want to share with you guys some things that are really, really helpful. Number one, your worth is not directly tied to how much you know. Your worth isn't the amount of expertise you have achieved. Your worth is not defined by how much you get right, because truth is, right is even subjective today, especially in marketing and in business. When someone disagrees with something that you share, amazing, awesome, you formulated an opinion. They are in a place of their own ego to an extent, feeling the need to share why they are right. And so when we share our opinions, what we know so far, one of the things I want you to notice is that very rarely, unless we are being intentionally offensive, will a true expert come in and publicly correct you in a way that humiliates. Real experts are really busy focusing on their craft. Real experts are applauding people. Hear the little applause? They are applauding people for taking the first step. Real experts are saying, you go. I may not agree with everything you say, but look at you. You're doing it. This is so awesome. Real experts root for everybody. They root for others who are on the journey. They recognize beginnings. They recognize people who are showing up. They recognize the potential. It's really, really, really exciting to me. Now, I didn't realize this perfectionism until I had to sing karaoke because my friends put my name into a karaoke. Now, if you guys know anything about singing, I know that I can sing, but it really scares me because I don't have mastery over singing. It's one of those times when I feel so out of control. I feel like I can't do all the right things. I can't figure out exactly how to make my voice do certain things. So standing on stage, part of me is like, I just want to hide in my room and practice this song 100 times until it's amazing. Because what if I get up there and I make a mistake? What if my voice cracks? What if I forget the words? And when I started to see that perfectionism showing in just a small little area of my life, I realized, oh my goodness, this is affecting not just me in business, but so many other people. Now I'm going to share with you some strategies for breaking through it, because perfectionism is a tough one. It's tough because people don't really notice when we don't show up. People don't notice when we don't step into our expertise. People don't notice when we're sitting back, you know, waiting to be masters. people just assume you're learning. And so one of the things that is so beautiful about moving past the need for mastery is you start to discover that a lot of people don't know a lot about what you're learning about. What's amazing for me was my very first client, and I just wrote about this in my book and just had a conversation with someone about this. When I took on my first client, I am so glad by how clueless I was at that point in time. The client came in for highlights and she sat down. We started talking about social media randomly and she said, "I need you to show me your tweeter." And I was like, "Sorry, ma'am, we do not do that at this salon." But that's not what I actually said. I actually said, "I'm sorry, what?" And she said, "You know, your little, the little blue bird, that little, your blue bird thing." And I was like, "Oh, do you mean Twitter?" And in that moment, I realized I was not an expert. I barely knew anything about marketing someone else's business. But you know what I did know? I knew that this woman was going to walk around and ask people to show her their tweeters. And she might see something that she didn't want to see. So, well, I knew that I wasn't an expert. I knew in that moment I could be an expert to her. Here's the thing, especially if you are a freelancer, if you are someone who is meant to help other businesses or help other people, if you have ever seen someone hire a coach, a service provider, an agency that took advantage of them, which happens unfortunately quite a bit. I've seen people hire funnel builders for $25,000 and then the funnel builder disappeared with their $25,000. I knew that if I didn't get over this fear of not being perfect and not being a master, people were going to get taken advantage of. It was my job to get out there and get over myself and support the business owners who need help. It's a hard thing to break, but the best thing that you can do is give yourself daily action steps. I will tell you, there's a reason that I create content daily for every single platform. It's because if I take 3 days off, I get in my head and get freaked out. Sound familiar? If I think about it all week and it's only once a week, as the day gets closer and closer, I think I'm feeling a sore throat coming on. No, I create content every single day, and that's for a reason. It's so that I stay in the practice of being comfortable teaching and guiding and leading and consulting and marketing. I do it every single day because no matter what, I know that I need to be in the practice of sharing my voice, sharing my expertise, marketing to people so that they don't hire experts and consultants and coaches that really don't care, or even worse, might disappear with their money. So instead of batch creating content, I create content each and every day intentionally to keep myself in the practice of not waiting until I have absolute mastery over something. I can support people along their journey. I have permission to change my mind. With new information, I can do better, and so can you. We have the ability to lead people exactly where we're at. And the truth is, there are some small business owners that I can't support to the level that I used to, simply because of where my business is at. So if you are sitting back and saying, "I'll wait until I'm a master," by the time you're a master, you may be well beyond where the business owners who need you now are at. So creating content every day, to some extent, keeps you in the practice of realizing that there are people who need you to step into your zone of genius. I hope this episode has served you. If you are someone who is like, "Okay, I just straight up need you to kick my butt, Rachel," I can do that with love. If you are looking for a mentor, a coach, a guide to support you along this journey, head on over to clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. Fill out an application and you just might be ready for the social click. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.